Welcome back to Talk of the Town on 99.7, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town for this Friday, April 21st. I'm Gary Stevens. There is an effort going on to help those who serve our youngsters in the Holland, Zeeland, and Saugatuck areas. There are 65 school buildings in our region here, and gift boxes have been sent out or will be sent out to each one of those buildings, sort of as a way to say thank you for what they do. It's an effort among more than 30 local congregations, and one of the organizers of that effort is on the other side of our table this morning. He is the Reverend Corey Plockmeyer with Movement West Michigan. Corey, good morning. Welcome to WHTC.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on air.
And if you have a question about what we will talk about, the I don't want to call them care packages, but a thank you packages to the instructors and staff, or about Movement West Michigan, Corey would be happy to answer it at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Corey, before we talk a little bit about the effort with the school buildings and how you were a part of it, you personally as well as Movement West Michigan, a little bit about yourself, because you have a background in this part, and Movement West Michigan is a Holland-based organization.
It is, yes. So thank you so much for having me here on with you today. So I am a Holland native, born and raised, grew up listening to Talk of the Town with Juke Van Oss in the car. So it's an honor to be on air with you this morning. I'm an ordained pastor, and I found my way into this role with Movement West Michigan, which, if you haven't heard of it, that's okay. I'm glad to tell you about it today. Our goal is to unite the capital C Church of Holland and Zeeland so that we can work together for the flourishing of the community.
Capital C. Explain, now you need to explain that before we even go further.
Yes. You know, there's a question, how many churches are there in our city? The correct answer to that question is there is one church.
Or should be.
There should be one, yes.
Church. Please put the should on there.
Yes. There are 128 congregations in the 49423, 49424, and 49464 zip codes. And yet, even though there are 128 congregations, we believe there should be one church, one capital C Church. And that goes beyond the walls of churches. It goes to the people, because the church is not a building. It's not an institution. Ultimately, the church is the people within. And so our goal is to say, how can we help that body of Christ, that church, that capital C Church, all work together as one?
Some would say the church is an organism and not an organization.
Absolutely. And if we can be that organism, we can work together. And so we really said, how can we help the church be what it's supposed to be unified? And so we build networks based on position, proximity, and passion. We create and amplify tools that help the body of Christ live into its calling. And ultimately, we launch initiatives that that help address aspects of the community to help the community flourish.
Before we go any further, I do want to bring this up. When you're trying to get different denominations to see similarities, unfortunately, human nature being what it is, as much as they want to embrace the similarities, they, it does become a differences. You'll have one congregation saying, we need to worship on Saturdays. That is what is biblically put in. Other congregations saying, no, we celebrate on Sunday. It is the Lord's Day. Some congregations say, no, baptism is only baptism of the Holy Spirit, only one baptism. You don't need to be baptized twice. Others say, we have a scriptural mandate to go baptize others. How do you deal with these differences?
Absolutely. I mean, certainly we don't downplay that there are differences. And I sometimes refer to what I call the delicate dance of collaboration, because we all have our own emphases, our own passions. And yet what we have found is that we might disagree on the finer points of theology. We might disagree about, debates about baptism and worship times and worship style, but we can agree that families should flourish. We can agree that schools should thrive. We can agree that people should have access to the resources that they need. And we can come together around the things that we care about. If we focus in on the what we believe and what we think, that is important. Don't get me wrong. And there is a place for those conversations. But with the work of Movement West Michigan, we dial into what do we care about and how can we care together for the community.
How long has Movement West Michigan been around?
We've been around since 2017. From 2017 to 2020, we were really dialed into a strategy that was focused on planning a catalytic event. And then COVID hit. And if you know anything about 2020, 2021, nobody was really thinking about doing events. And the beautiful gift of that time was that in 2020, 2021, we really identified that there was extraordinary power in the network that we had built. My predecessor, Lynn Kotecki, well-known figure in the city of Holland, Lynn had done an amazing job building relationships. And because of those relationships that she had built among the church and among Christian leaders, we were able to join community efforts in positive ways. And we really saw power in those networks. And so I came on board in October of 2021. And really, we spent most of 2022 just really identifying what was it that we were leaning into. And that's really where that strategy that I shared earlier of networks, tools, and initiatives, that came about from really about a year of evaluating where had we been, how had God used our work in the past, and where could we go with it into the future.
Now let's talk a little bit about, and by the way, if you have a question for the Reverend Corey Plockmeyer of Movement West Michigan, 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. So now let's go talk about something that your group, along with the Fearless Family of Churches and more than 30 local congregations, sort of getting gift boxes to 65 school buildings in our area. What led to this idea? How successful, or is it an ongoing thing? Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, this was such an exciting project for us. It was, we called it Churches Love Our Schools, Churches Love Our School Workers. There are 3,600 school workers in the area. It takes such an effort collectively to educate our children, to help them grow and learn all of the tools and skills and knowledge that they need. And we know that the last few years have been exhausting for teachers, right? Teachers are burning out at record rates. And so a local church, the Ridgepoint Community Church, part of the Fearless Family, approached us and said, we want to be a part of helping change this narrative. We want to tell a better story to help our teachers know that they are valued, that they are loved, that they are cared for, and particularly that the church cares for them and loves them. And so they came to us with the germ of this idea and said, how can we cover every single school building? And we would love to see more than just one church do this. This should be a project of as many churches as we can get. And so we went, we have a good relationship with Kids Hope USA. And so shout out to Kids Hope USA for helping us spread the word. We went through our networks and our relationships, and it just kept coming. And more churches kept signing up until 34 local churches had signed up. And I like to say, 34 churches, if you know anything about churches, they don't tend to do things together on their own. It takes somebody in the background pulling them together, helping them see that bigger picture. And so we reached out to area businesses and said, we really want to love our school workers. And we would love to build just a basic thank you package that each of these churches can build off of however they want. One of the things that I really value is I want to make sure that a church can participate in this, whether they're small, whether they're large, whether they have a lot of resources or few. And so we were able to go to each of these churches and say, we're going to give you a basic kit. Gentex generously donated Meijer gift cards. Bigby of Holland generously donated free coffee cards. Tommy's and Quality Car Wash generously donated free car wash cards. Anonymous donors donated so that we could purchase West Coast cash to help purchase food for these school workers. And so whether a church, if all they did was take that box and bring it to the school, great. But I also know that there are churches who went out and bought lunch for the staff. Other churches wrote handwritten notes of encouragement. One church even told me that they have been taking every single Monday of the month of April to do something to say thank you to the teachers. And so whatever that individual church did, for me, the beautiful thing about it was to know that it was a collective effort of more than of 34 churches to show love and care for 3,600 school workers in the Holland Zeeland area.
65 buildings, and I neglected to mention when I mentioned Zeeland, Holland and Saugatuck, Hamilton schools were also involved in this as well.
Yes, yes. And so the care package, the thank you packages, the care packages, they are going out right now. Some schools have gotten them already. Some are still getting them. And some will be getting them. Some, as I mentioned, the churches are making it an ongoing project. And that was, for me, the beautiful thing. Part of how we get churches to work together, I have learned, is we don't come to them and say, here's exactly what you have to do. We go to them and we say, here's what we have to offer, and here's how you can join in and be a part of it.
Corey Plopp, Reverend Corey Plockmeyer of Movement West Michigan is our guest. If you have a question for Corey, 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Corey, you used the word ongoing, which will lead to my next question then. This is not a one-off thing, is it?
It's not. We know that this is an ongoing need. And we are so grateful for area organizations that pour out love on our teachers that just go and work to show them this care. But this is something that is going on throughout this month, really, with our local churches. But our hope is this is not just a one-time thing. We hope to do this again. We also know that this taps into a broader effort to just show hope and encouragement. And so the Fearless Family of Churches, they sponsor Day of Hope for area educators twice a year, in March and in August. And so each of those teachers is also getting an invitation to Day of Hope. We know that there's a collective effort by the Zeeland churches to do things like a blessing of the buses at the beginning of the school year. We hope to do this Love Our Schools initiative again next year. We're actually planning, in conjunction with some local churches, a collective back to school drive. We know that there's about countless back to school offerings, backpacks, drives, et cetera, et cetera. We said, and a church came to us and said, what if we did this together? So we're still working out the exact details of that, but we know this is not a one-time thing. We want to see the body of Christ together in an ongoing way show love, care, and support to our local schools.
You mentioned this is not a one-time thing, but that could be, shall we say, one of the biggest challenges of any group that wants to start an initiative and wants to have it a sustaining year-by-year initiative. It's a lot of excitement the first time around. That excitement starts to wane year two, year three down the line. A little bit of a warning, maybe, that, you know, a precautionary thing. Got to keep the enthusiasm going, even though it might be, you know, we've done this before, and I need a vacation and stuff like that.
Absolutely. And we recognize that. We know that there are seasons to all of these things. And that's where it's possible that things will shift and morph over time. The core thing is not just these thank you packages for teachers. This is a great thing right now, but we are ready and willing to shift and change as we have to. The core for us is to see the church work together to show love to our local schools. And how exactly we do that might change, but the heart will not. And I think it's important to note, my coach likes to tell me, your city needs somebody who wakes up every day thinking about how to help unite the church of your city. And that's really my job, to have that 30,000 foot view of what God is doing in the community and say, how can we help the church work together? And if we do that, we know that unity of the church is not the end goal. Unity is not, we could get together, we can pray together, we can sing together, we can worship together. That's great. But unity is not the end goal. Unity is the means by which we live into the flourishing city that we want to see.
We've been talking to the Reverend Corey Plockmeyer about the efforts to get love gifts, gift baskets to staffers at 65 school buildings in the Holland, Zeeland, Hamilton, and Saugatuck public school districts. This is a public school situation. Yes, we do have Holland Christian schools, but and of course we do also have the charter schools as well as Corpus Christi Catholic and all that. Was that considered, or was just strictly public?
It went to all of the local school buildings. So that 65 buildings, yes, it includes Holland Public, Hamilton, Saugatuck, Zeeland, West Ottawa, but then also Holland Christian Schools, Zeeland Christian Schools, Calvary Schools, Black River Schools, Eagle Crest, Vanderbilt, because we know that all of those educators just need to know that they're loved and cared for.
Now, this is more of a, I want to say maybe philosophical question more than anything else.
Or hit me with it.
That some might say, well, this is fine and dandy, but the education that the youngsters are getting at these schools sometimes are contrary to biblical beliefs and biblical statements. How do you answer that?
You know, I think that's really a matter for the parents and the school boards and the conversations between teachers and families to have on their own. But for me, I think one of the things that I've seen, I've had the privilege of getting to know a lot of area teachers. I volunteer in West Ottawa School District. I've gotten to know a bunch of the teachers there at my kid's school at Woodside. And as I've gotten to know these teachers, I have just seen over and over again how they care and how much they love and how much they pour into the students. And while there may be things that they would that individual parents may disagree with, I think we can all agree that these teachers are just pouring themselves out over and over and over again, investing in the lives of the students in ways that go so far beyond what their job descriptions demand or ask. And so it's just an easy way for the church to step up and say, we know that there's been a lot of loud voices, but it's not the loud voices that are going to carry the day. It's not the angry voices that are going to carry the day. We want these teachers who have come under fire sometimes, who have come under criticism, we want them to know that we see the work they're doing, we see how hard they are trying, and we see the investment they are making into the lives of our students, and we want them to know that the church cares and loves them.
Now, it is one thing for the churches to be a part of the effort to try to get these gift boxes to the school buildings. And in your own particular situation, being Movement West Michigan, certainly the public can be a part of helping in that regard. How can they do that?
Absolutely. So there are still some boxes that are getting delivered. And so if you were interested in being a part of this, you can gladly reach out to me, Corey@movementwestmi.org. That's Corey@movementwestmi.org. And I can direct you to some of the boxes that have not yet gone out. More importantly, though, as Gary mentioned earlier, this is an ongoing passion. And so if you have an idea about a way to continue to pour out love and care on the local schools, we would love to talk about something we could do in the future. But most importantly, I want to say it doesn't always have to be this collective, coordinated effort that we're doing. It's great. I love that we've been able to do this. It's been amazing to be a part of it. But it can be as simple as show up at your local school. Well, first of all, make sure you're cleared and get all the clearance that you need. But call the school. Say, how can we help? Say, can I drop off coffee pods for the teacher's lounge? Can I bring donuts to the staff? Ask first, but see what you can do to help. Give the school a call. Give your neighborhood school a call and just say, what can I do to show the teachers I love them?
Now, let me step aside from the school aspect of this to efforts to try to help other nonprofits with their efforts. And if you go to movementwestmi.org, there are some testimonial statements from some of the churches and of these organizations of the help that Movement West Michigan has had.
Yes. You know, one of the things that we have seen is that we get to be what we call the bridge between our nonprofit social service world and the churches of our community. And so just a real quick example, my colleague Laura is part of the Migrant Health Coalition, a gathering of Ottawa community social service agencies and nonprofits to say, how can we make sure that our migrant farm workers are taken care of? And just this week, they were putting together hygiene kits to distribute to families who need them. And they were short. They didn't have the budget that they needed. And so with a couple of quick emails, contacts to local churches, before we knew it, all of those supplies were met, and the costs and the in-kind gifts through four different local churches. Well, we know who to call for those things. Now, I can't promise, I want to be clear, I can't always promise that I can get financial gifts for everything that's needed. But a lot of times it's just having that go-to person that local organizations can call and say, help us know how to connect to churches. A really quick example that for me has been a go-to. We did a community support survey of local churches. We said, how are you serving the local community? Who are you partnered with? And we found that on average, the local church is partnered with 4.3 local agencies. Average church, 4.3 partnerships. So when I sit down with a nonprofit and they say to me, how do we connect to the church? That's one of the first things I tell them. There are 4.3 partnerships per church on average. So when you're looking to partner with a church, know that you are asking them for a partnership with one of a limited number of slots. Knowing that information is huge and important and beneficial to our nonprofit partners.
If you want more information about Movement West Michigan in particular, the phone number to contact them is 616-328-5172. Again, I'll repeat that number, 616-328-5172. And again, the webpage for Movement West Michigan is movementwestmi.org. That is movementwestmi.org. Corey Plockmeyer, I want to thank you very much for joining us today on Talk of the Town, informing us not only of the effort with the school buildings, but also a little bit more about Movement West Michigan. We wish you and all involved the best. Our prayers are with you, because we know the adversary does not like what you're doing, and he'll be making extra efforts to try to stop you. We want to hope you get that support.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Corey Plockmeyer, on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. CBS News with Steve Kathan straight ahead, followed by WHTC News. We'll have our final segment of the day and of the week ahead, including stories off the beaten path. We will also take a look at birthdays. We will also have Barb Visser's Evergreen Commons report before the WHTC Midday Report on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.